Good morning, a Wednesday morning post Super Tuesday. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Joe Biden is back. You might say the comeback kid as the front runner now after he's energized his campaign with a huge turnaround win in the Super Tuesday contests. He took all the big states, really, including Texas, except for California. We're learning that Bernie Sanders has taken. There's a question now as to whether Michael Bloomberg will stay in the race. The question about Elizabeth Warren as well. She came in third in her home state of Massachusetts.
Well, I think people really do like Elizabeth Warren. They always have in Massachusetts, and they have great respect for her. But I think in many people's minds, you need a candidate who will beat Donald Trump. And while a lot of people would have liked to vote for Elizabeth Warren because of their great respect for her, they didn't because they felt that this was now a matter of who could beat Trump. My sense of it is, you know, voters in California, Colorado, some of the other states where we saw Sanders doing extremely well, were not about to be deterred. But what's really important to remember is these are not unified votes. In other words, it's not winner-take-all. So even in California, Biden did quite well, and those delegates will go towards his selection as a candidate. You know, you mentioned in the beginning that there's a question of whether or not Biden is now the leader. I think the last thing Biden needs at this moment is to be considered the leader in the entire race because he is now the comeback kid, and it helped him a great deal among many people who just wanted to even the odds a little bit. So one wonders whether your frontrunner status is a killer in some ways. It was certainly, as Biden was anointed in the very beginning, as the guy who was going to win and then all of a sudden dropped back. In any case, it does look like Biden has attracted many of the moderate votes in the United States. Part of this, David, is that all of these people who are running for political office who need a Biden, a moderate Democrat, because when we saw the House of Representatives taken by the Democrats, it was because of moderate congressional candidates. So the moderates needed a moderate in order to stay in office, and that's the basis of a lot of his support.
I was looking at an analysis in Politico this morning. You know, you and I and the panel have been talking about the issue of electability. Politico's analysis has this: Biden's support among African-American voters held steady across the country. Biden won those voters in every state in which exit polls registered a significant black population, from a low of 33% in California to a high of 72% in Alabama. It has to be a broad, diverse coalition, right, to win?
It does. And one of the more puzzling things for any of us who look at this is the very strong Hispanic support for Bernie Sanders. So you have black support for Biden, and Sanders gets a lot of respect from the Hispanic community. And that's fascinating to me. I've been putting my mind to trying to figure out what exactly is going on here. And I think the Hispanic community feels, not everybody, of course, but many, feel that they have really not been treated well in this country and that they are looking for a champion who will take up their cause and will make life easier for them. And I think that that's to be respected and understood.
As we head toward the nominating convention, Alan, for the Democrats, do we see any hints or actual reveals in terms of their vice presidential picks?
No. I mean, there are a lot of people who are looking at Biden. He's not a young man anymore, and figuring that he or even Bernie Sanders, if they get to be president, would serve a term. And whoever is picked as the vice president would be ahead of the game. In other words, they would be presumed to be the person who would take over. I'm thinking that Kamala Harris looks good to me. Number one, she brings balance. You know, Biden's from the East Coast. Kamala Harris is from the West Coast. She is of color, and she's a woman, a perfect sort of combination for this. I've thought from the very beginning that this is one election where you'd better have a woman on the ticket with you, and I think she is a leading contender for that nomination. But she's been strangely silent. She hasn't made an endorsement. We'll see.
I guess is we're waiting to see how bad the coronavirus will be. We know that a second resident in New York tested positive yesterday. After that, the governor said, that's Andrew Cuomo, a 50-year-old man in Westchester County, had COVID-19. At least now two New York high schools closed after a suspected coronavirus case. And we see the WHO saying that the coronavirus death rate is now at 3.4% globally, higher than previously thought. They thought it was at about 2%. And one after another story of people, businesses, organizations, and communities preparing for what could be a more destructive pandemic.
Well, that's right, David. Look, if some people are getting it, other people will get it. I don't think there's any question. We do know that those people who have compromised health systems are at greatest risk. And we do know that one death is traumatic for families and everybody else. So when we reduce it to statistics, it's not always a good idea. But people are very and appropriately fearful here. On the one hand, our politicians are telling us, remain calm. And on the other hand, they're showing how important these stats are. You know, when you have Governor Cuomo coming virtually every day to the public and saying this person was infected, it shows that they are very concerned, as well they should be. So, David, this thing is upon us. We saw a dramatic rise in the stock market. Trump has his way, and the Fed cuts the interest rate. But by the next day, the fear, the coronavirus thing, took over again, and we had a fairly severe depression in the market.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan, thank you, as always.
And thank you, David, for being up in the morning. I so appreciate it, and I'm so empathetic.
Back to coffee.